You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train and happy, happy Father's Day. And thank you so much for joining The Gospel Train. That's right here at the Koval Kuvo Studios where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. Well, The Gospel Train also rolls out. That's every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Denver Open Media Studio. And that's 92.9 FM. And you can always check us out. That's at Dawes, D-A-W-S, for a moment of inspiration. Well, we have a great show planned for you today. And, of course, on this Father's Day, we have special guests, Keith Washington, who's going to be riding on the gospel train with us. And, of course, he's going to be performing next week. That's June 25th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Piney Creek Event Center. So stay with us as the gospel train moves down the track. We're bringing you a blessing.
salute to Professor Kevin Pringle.
Come on!
We're going beyond,
yeah!
Going beyond.
You're in touch and in tune to the rest of great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train. That's a brand new one from Strong Tower, talking about Arise. Before that was Zach Williams with Jehovah Jireh. And, of course, Ellen Hayes brought in Walk in the Spirit. And, of course, we opened with none other than beloved St. John with That Is His Name. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you. I do want to remind you that next weekend, June 25th, Heal in the Hood is a free family resource fair. It's going to be at Escalante Biggs Academy in their parking lot. That's 5300 Crown Boulevard in Denver. Fun, food, games, and music. They give away a lot of stuff, and it is so much fun. So you definitely want to check it out. That's June 25th. That's at 12 noon from 4. So you can go there, heal the hood, have some fun with your family, and then maybe you and your loved one can check out Keith Washington that evening at the event in Piney Creek at 15352 East Ida Drive in Centennial. The doors open at 7 o'clock. We're going to bring you his interview shortly, so I want you to keep it locked right here. Also, there's nothing like opening act. It's the summer theater camp for all those talented young people that really, really from age 5 to 17, that really want to show their performances. That's July 18th through the 22nd at 9 a.m. to 12. That's going to be at Scotts United Methodist Church at 2880 Garfield Street. So I want you to contact Sylvia Cordy at 303-777-2054. That's 303-777-2054. It's going to be a great summer theater program. Also, arts and wellness. It's a women's wellness clinic in honor of Harrieta Lack's birthday. It's cervical cancer, and it's an HPV awareness campaign that's going on. That's Saturday, July 30th. So mark your calendar. It's the Inner City Health Center, July 30th from 11 a.m. to 2 at 3800 York Street. So for more information, give Gladys Brown a call at 720-244, that's 1823, Gladys Brown Jones. And you want to call her at 720-244-1823. They have a great, great event. Or you can always email her at ladyg769@aol.com. And remember, July 8th, 9th and 10th is the Colorado Black Arts Festival. We're going to be bringing in, of course, on the gospel, we have none other than the group Fire that's coming, and many, many more. We've got the talents of the talents coming and going to be performing. You like Terrell Martin and the C2 Mass Choir, Minerva Jackson, she's going to have her Fashion Patrol, RCF, and many, many more. Tim Boston, Life Page Youth from Miami. So you got to mark your calendar. We got a lot of events coming up. We'll be right back with more great gospel music right after this.
Support for KUVO comes from the Iliff School of Theology, now offering half to full tuition scholarships to applicants who are committed to advancing compassion, justice, and equity in a rapidly changing world. Enrollment available for on-campus, online, and hybrid courses. More at iliff.edu/scholarships.
Heading straight for me, I believe, oh yes, just believe, oh my,
of the Lord, put your hands on it. Here we go. Everybody say,
hallelujah.
I bring to you Miss Jasmine Jones.
Everybody say, we sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Right here, right now.
To the God who always
wills. We call you strong and mighty. Yes, you're mighty. In battle, y'all.
Hi, it's Jeff Anderson, host of the Tuesday Night Beat from 8 to 10, featuring The Vinyl Vault at 8:30. Lots of people ask about The Vinyl Vault. Where is it? What's it look like? How many records? Well, let's take a look. Come on, it's right down here. Yes, here it is. Miles of vinyl, acres of vinyl, cubic yards of vinyl. Each week, I pluck a tiny sample from the vault and share it on air at 8:30, only on Kuvo Jazz, KUVO.org.
Well, you got to check out the Night Beat every Tuesday night. Anyway, we're back with more great gospel music. You were just listening to a brand new one from Ray Bradley, He Always Wins, and before that was Fred Jenkins and Bishop Paul Morton, I believe. Do you believe if you believe? Anyway, we have none other than Keith Washington, his interview coming up. I want you to keep it locked right here as he rides on the gospel train with you and I. And I thank you so much.
Hello, Keith Washington. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. And how are you?
I'm good. Well, welcome to the Gospel Train. And also, I want to be the first to welcome you to Denver, Colorado. I don't know if you've been here before, but we are.
Yeah. Well, to answer your question, yes, I have. And I love Denver.
Well, great. So we are going to look forward to seeing you on June 25th at the Piney Creek. And it's just great. So I want my audience to know a little bit about you. So give us some background on your career and, you know, from, I don't know, from crib
yeah,
to cradle.
I'm from Detroit. I just want to go back a second. Yeah, I did Denver. It was last year. I was at the Dove or something. I can't pronounce it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
7th. Mm-hmm. I was there, and I'm here to tell you that the audience was magnificent. It was a sold-out show. In fact, they were wanting to add a second show, but at the time I was on the road, so we had to leave there and go to the next city. But it was an excellent show, and the people came out, and they supported me, and I want to thank them all for that, you know. But I'm from Detroit, Michigan, born and raised. Yeah, born and raised. I come from a family of three sisters and three brothers, and from a large uncle and aunt family. There's 13 of them.
Oh, my
God. And everyone, yeah, and my mother's family. And so there was a lot of talent. There was a lot of talent. I watched my uncle come up in this business, and he was a singer. And my passion for it was discovered by my sister. You know, when you're around it, and then I want to be actress. You know, I'm a kid watching all this, and a lot of them test their dreams, you know, and so a lot of things are possible. And I came up in that, and my sister Elaine discovered me. She's no longer with us now. She discovered my talent. Then my mother was exposed to it. She asked me to sing for my mother, and because there was talented people in my family, they had connections. And when I was younger, I started opening up the shows for the Shylights, Stylistics, James Brown. I was 6 years old, opening up a club called the 20 Grand in Detroit, Michigan, where the Temptations, everybody that was somebody came to that place. And 9 times out of 10, because the owner of the place and the people that my mother knew, they would have me open up with the band, you know, and so on and so forth. So that was part of my history of coming up, and I stuck with it. And, you know, as a kid coming up, you get into other things, and, you know, I started studying martial arts, and still had the passion for music. And I did a few things coming up. I did Star Search. I opened up, like I said, with Brenda Russell when I was a kid. And so I was always connected, man. I was always connected in the business. And I worked with, my career went on, I worked with Stevie Wonder, some background for him, the Jacksons. I did a lot of work, man, and moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and got married, and lo and behold, who would ever thought that I would find success there? You know, I wound up writing the number one record for Freddie Jackson and that. Those will show you, you know, when God plants his seeds, you know, it grows, you know, and I'm like,
yes.
Wow. So I wrote, you know, a few records. I did a duet with Taylor Dane, a big pop star, and a young lady named Kylie Minogue out of London. I wrote a song for her and did a duet with her. But for those that may not know, I did an unsung. And I'm sure, you know, if they wanted to check it out, they can go on demand or one of those TV channels and pull it up. And it speaks a lot about my life, man, and what I've been through coming up as a child and how my career started. So I moved to L.A., you know, when I was, like, in my 20s. I think I moved there in 85.
Okay.
And Kissing You, I wrote in Charlotte, North Carolina at the time. I wrote for Freddie. I wrote Kissing You with the potential of giving it to the young lady that I saw last night. I wrote it for Anita. She never knew I wrote a song, but she told me one day, Keith, you should write me a song, you know? I didn't have no music out there. And I was like, okay. And when I got to Charlotte and started writing, you know, I wrote that for Freddie. I wrote Kissing You in Charlotte with wanting to get it to her. You know, but what happened was when I was going back and forth from Charlotte to L.A., my wife at the time was a flight attendant, so I flew free, which was good business. You know, I'm not saying that that's why I married her, but it gave us an opportunity because I didn't know about flying. I didn't even know about flying free until she told me I was married to her for like 5-6 months and didn't even know about it. She was like, baby, why are you buying tickets? You fly out. I what? I said, you mean to tell me I can go? And so I really started to get my business together then. So I would go back and forth to L.A. because L.A. was like home to me. And an executive, I was playing some songs for him at my apartment. And, you know, I'm playing songs. He liked them. And then I'm playing the songs and going fast forward. And I stopped on Kissing You. And he heard a little bit of that, but I said, no problem. Let me show the song I want you to. He said, no, play that. I said, this is a song that I'm going to try to get to meet. And I knew I could, you know. And when I played, he said, no, that's your song. That's going to change your life right there, Keith. And I was like, really? You know, because it was like, it was a classic, you know? And I'm like, well, really, you know? I was going to make some changes to make it fit Anita more, you know? But,
right.
But, no. And he passed it along, and next thing you know, here I am, you know? Yeah. And it was just great journey in my life coming into this business. It was interesting.
That's great.
You know, but so you know, it's a long journey, I'm telling you, but it's a beautiful one too, because right. It's not how you start, it's how you end.
That's right. And you're in Vegas right now, right?
I'm living in Vegas in LA. Yeah.
Vegas and LA.
I have a home here, and I converted into a recording studio. So this is where we're doing the new record at.
Okay. So when's your new record coming out?
We don't have a schedule. We look around like in the the label, they want to get it out like around June, or July. I mean, not July. I'm talking about August. What's after August? Like the end of August.
Okay.
You know, but we'll see, because you know we changed the single, because
yes.
I kept writing after finishing the record. And I wrote a song, that last song, when the label heard it, they was like, this is your single. I mean, it's crazy, man.
Okay.
So we're focusing on that. And so we're not sure about the release date, but it was mentioned in August or September, right around there. And so we'll see, you know?
Right. Okay.
But we're excited.
Right.
You know.
So tell me, what is it that you can tell an inspiring artist that is in my community? That will really, you know, motivate them to continue to, you know,
well, it's no different than what other artists that's in my shoes would tell one that's coming up is, you know, stay focused, and if you believe you can do it, if you can dream, you can live it. It can become a reality. You know, like Denzel always said, what good is a goal or a dream when there's no goal? You know what I mean?
Right.
You can dream it all you want and want to be it, but if you don't get out there and exercise that dream to make it manifest to a reality, it's just a dream, you know? You got to stay on top of it. I mean, and then you got to also understand your best, understand you, understand that the people that's in your ear saying that you can do it, understand it. Are they saying that because I can't, or am I really talented? Because you got to, and I say that not to discourage anyone, but you got to know what you're good at.
Yes.
You got to know what you're good at, because I see people that want to sing and spend so much money in it. And in today's world, people say, well, anybody can sing. No, that's not true. Yeah, you have items and you have things that melodyne and things like that can help your vocal and tune your vocal. But, you know, if it's passion in it and if you love it, don't stop, but understand what you're good at. Because you can go in this world just spinning your wheels. This record business is not like it used to be. This is a very sophisticated, you got to be smart. You got to be smart now. It's not just talent anymore.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's not just talent anymore. I mean, you got people that don't even sing live anymore and sing to track with a whole band and jumping around on stage, and you're asking yourself, how are they doing that? They sound just like the record. Well, they're playing the record. And they lip sync.
They're playing the music.
That's why, you know, because if you try to jump around and do all these dance and trying to sing, your voice going to jump with you. That's what I'm saying. And I, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. it just be like, smooth. You're like, okay. But know what you're good at and trust and believe.
Wow.
I don't care what nobody say. I can contest to it because I lived it. You got to go get it if you want it with no breaks.
Yes.
Trust me, with no breaks. Because as soon as you give up, that person that was behind you that makes it, you're like, golly, only if I would have kept moving.
Yeah.
You got to put the work in. You have to, because nobody, it ain't going to come to your mailbox.
Yes.
Trust me.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't going to knock on your door talking about, we've been looking for you. Trust me. You know, I don't
yeah.
care if it's Detroit, Chicago, Huntsville, you know, Denver. We are all talented in our communities. We are
yes.
all talented. Are you ready to get off the porch and put in the work?
Yes.
You know?
God has given us the talent.
Yes, I just say that everybody is coming up, believe in it. You can make it happen.
Right.
It ain't going to be easy. In today's market, yeah, you can. It's a little easier to get your music out there than it was back then because we have social media. You know, we have all this stuff that you push a button and everybody can hear. But sometimes, I mean, you know, it's easy marketing, but you still need to put the work in.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. That is a word of wisdom. And we thank you so much, Keith Washington, for riding on the gospel train. And we're going to look forward to seeing you. That's June 25th. At the Piney Creek Event Center. So you can get events at Piney Creek, more information. And that's 15352 East Ida Drive in Centennial. And we hope to see each and every one of you there. Give them some support. We love you and we thank you once again for coming to Denver. God bless you.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And hi, I'm Keith Washington, and you're listening to the Gospel Train with my girl, Deborah Walker, on KNCO.
I'm coming home early today. I've been going crazy. No, I just can't wait. I'm gonna love you till you cannot take no more. Tonight I'm yours. And I'm meant to explore. So when it comes to money, we'll be all right. I made more than enough. Let's make time for love. Ooh, for love.
That's just a little taste of Keith Washington. He's going to be performing. That's next weekend on the 25th, and you definitely want to check it out. Maybe something for Papa, you know, Happy Father's Day, that you and him can go and join. Remember, next week also is Hill in the Hood. That's the 25th, and that's during the day from 12 to 4. You can have some fun, food, and games and music. That's going to be at Escalante Biggs Academy parking lot, 5300 Crown Boulevard in Denver. So see, you have two events going on next week. Keep it locked. Remember, if you heard it first right here on the Gospel Train, we want to give some love and support to all the community. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music right after this.
Support for KUVO comes from the ILIF School of Theology, now offering half to full tuition scholarships to applicants who are committed to advancing compassion, justice, and equity in a rapidly changing world. Enrollment available for on-campus, online, and hybrid courses. More at ilif.edu/scholarships. Hi, it's Susan Gatchett, host and producer of On Stage. Please tune in on Monday at 7 p.m. when we'll feature flutists who've performed at KUVO. You'll hear music by Ali Ryerson, Dave Valentine, Vince Wiggins, Holly Hoffman, and Lou Tabakin. On Stage, a KUVO exclusive, Monday nights at 7 on KUVO Jazz, the oasis in the city.
It's on the way.
It's on the way.
Everything you need is on the way.
It's on the way.
Hold on to your faith. Stay in the race.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on the way. Oh, everything God promises is
on the way.
Everything you need is on the way.
It's on the way.
Hold on to your faith.
Everything,
yeah, he promised.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ruth Lahantra.
Boy, I just can't thank you enough for all you have done. So I wrote you this simple song to say thank you. Lord, I thank you.
Come on, sing it, y'all.
Lord, we just can't thank you enough
for all you have done.
I'm not clear about, but there's an anchor beyond a doubt. You're never far away, you're always near. People try to find a way to deny you, declaring you're a myth and not all real. I let them keep their arguments because I have the evidence. I know the truth inside, it's you I feel. Of the field, you're the source for all there was and is. The future you will make it clear, and everything exists because you live.
The questions for today,
you are the answer. Broken hearts can come to you, you won't turn them away. Wiser than fortune or fate, you know every breath. Take, and nothing can take us out of your hands. Oh,
sure as the sunrise, sure as the night before, I can always count on you. Be with me, always.
Sure as the clouds arise, I'm sure
as your love for me.
You feel my love. sun always shines.
It's warm enough.
Sure as the moon glows at night.
You feel my love.
There's one thing I know in my heart.
It's warm enough.
You will always be there.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. That's Brian Courtney Wilson with Sure As, his brand new release. We heard Did It Again, and of course before that was It's On The Way. Gina Wiles was right here on the Gospel Train. So stay with us. Remember, I want to remind you that we have a lot of different events coming up because it is summertime, but today is Juneteenth celebration down at the Five Points. So I want you to be safe and careful down there. But I want you to ask somebody if they know what the real Juneteenth is about and let them express that because we need to spread the word. Anyway, the Colorado Black Arts Festival is coming up again after this. And, of course, I want you to join this, enjoy this weekend of Juneteenth. Be safe. And, of course, now it is a holiday, so enjoy your day off tomorrow. But the Colorado Black Arts Festival is coming. That's July 8th through the 10th. And, of course, the gospel stage is going to be on fire with the group fire. So you definitely don't want to miss that. Also, in July, we have opening acts, the Summer Theater Camp, 5H5 through 17. That's Monday, July 18th through the 22nd. You can call Sylvia Cordy at 303-777-2054. And then Arts and Wellness is back again doing their thing. And that is for the Inner City Health Center, Saturday, July 30th from 11 to 2 at 3800 York Street in Denver. And that's Arts and Wellness. And we got to, you know, women get on top of that cervical cancer HPV awareness campaign. You know, they give you some free pap and breast exams. And you got to take care of that. So give Gladys a call at 720-244-1823. That's 720-244-1823. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music right after this.
Chevron sponsors the Mexican Heritage Celebration and Rodeo, featuring Mexican-style bull riding, mariachi music, and specialty acts, July 3rd at the 100th anniversary of the Greeley Stampede. More information at chevroncolorado.com/community.
I've been there from the start. Not one moment have we ever been apart. When no one is around, you are there. Yes, you are. Through all my ups and downs, Lord, you were there. Jesus, you're the best friend, the best friend I've ever had. You're my favorite company, oh Lord, oh Lord.
I'm with you, there's no other place I'd rather be. Oh, and Lord, only you I can bear. Yes, I can. When my back's against the wall, I know you'll answer my call. That is why I call you my best friend. When no one is around, yeah, you are there. Yes, you are. Through all my ups and my downs, Jesus, you're the best friend. You're the only one for me.
Oh, Jesus is your best friend, and you got to trust and believe. Just trust and believe. Well, it's about that time for us to start winding down. God bless each and every one of you, and thank you so much for riding on the gospel train today. Oh, I really enjoyed it, and thank you so much for listening to Keith Washington. He's going to be here next week, and we are just going to keep on rolling down the track each and every week, bringing you a blessing. Remember to go with God in all of your ways and just trust Him, rely on Him, and know that He will never leave you and forsake you for no reason. So all that love that He shares with you and blesses you, share that with each and every person that you meet. Go with God in all of your ways. And remember to be safe out there when it comes to Juneteenth tomorrow. Relax, celebrate, enjoy your holiday, because a lot of people suffered and paid the price for your freedom. Stay with us. We have one more song that's going to take us home. It's called You. And, of course, none other than Ty Tribbett that's going to take us home. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.
Let's go. Wait a minute, take some time. You're moving fast, just slow it down. The world is spinning, hit rewind. And why don't we go back in time to when your right mind wasn't there? And your heart, it couldn't care. There's nothing to do but fall on my knees and pray to God like Father, please. Wait a minute, take some time. I really gotta testify. The world is spinning, hit rewind. And why don't we go back in time to where my right mind wasn't there? And my heart, it couldn't care. There's nothing to do but fall on my knees and pray to God like Father, please. I say it was you came and saved me. You stayed
Listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.